Hi, this is your host, Lynn Suzek. Thanks for joining us on His Ability today. I'm here in the studio with my husband, Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hello.
Hi. We're just actually coming down off of a high from last weekend. We're very excited about the conference that we attended last week at New Song Community Church. We were able to go, I think it was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, to several of the meetings and listen to a very interesting speaker and author, Kevin Dedman. And during those conference times, one of the events that happened was the most exciting thing that we were just excited about it. We talked about this book before. Did we talk about the book?
Yeah, The Ultimate Treasure Hunt.
The Ultimate Treasure Hunt. You can hear about that on the archived programs. And that was about this evangelism through the word of knowledge. And we did that. So I know I was a little shy, so I stayed in the van and prayed for people. I wanted to, I didn't want to be in more uncomfortable situation than normal with going into places in my wheelchair. It's a little hard to overcome. So I stayed in the van and prayed and watched everybody.
Yeah, but we need intercessors anyway.
So yeah, so that worked. Yeah, it seemed to be like you guys were the most effective out of the group because I was in the van praying, you know. So, Mark, I want you to just start talking about what happened. And we also have, as a special guest, my daughter, Alyssa. And our three of our daughters were on another treasure hunt, actually with Kevin Dedman and the pastor, Brent, from New Song Community Church. It was awesome. And we're so excited about it. So, Mark, why don't you tell us what happened on that treasure hunt?
Well, we pray for the Holy Spirit to give us some clues, and we write down names, places, ailments, types of clothing, stuff like that. And we all compare our treasure maps of our clues, and then where there's a likely match, like I think three of us had CVS Pharmacy, so we decided, well, let's go out to CVS Pharmacy. There's somebody there that God wants to talk to. So we pull in the parking lot. We're patiently waiting. I'm not seeing anybody who matches anything on my treasure map. None of the people in the car are. But this couple pulls up. They get out of their car and they go inside. And I have this overwhelming feeling that this is a guy I'm supposed to talk to. But nothing that he's wearing, or he doesn't appear to match anything on my list. So I kind of blew it off as just me. And then we finally decided, well, let's go into CVS. Maybe it's somebody inside. Maybe it's somebody walking around that we can, you know, approach.
So the idea is to just write down what comes to you, trusting that the Holy Spirit is talking to you. And these random ideas we're believing by faith are from God.
Yeah.
And that is, that's very kind of mind-boggling, don't you think?
Yeah, and Kevin Dedman, one of his students at the school is he describes it that Kevin's explained to him that God and you are like one mind, that God has just imparted with you his mind. And so really what your thoughts are seem random to you, but they're really, I mean, he explains that, you know, God to us seems really unorganized, but I mean, these random thoughts are really what he's showing you.
Right. You could talk yourself right out of everything that comes to your mind. Well, I was just thinking that in my own mind.
Yep.
It's really God saying, hey, you know, blue shirt, dolphin, black hat, you know, headache. And you're like, you only get 3 minutes to fill out your list, so you don't have time to second guess it. Mm-hmm. And to my amazement, when we got into CVS and we actually approached someone, nothing matched our list until we started looking for people who had the name. Excuse me, I'm on a treasure hunt, and I was wondering, is your name any of the names that are written on this list? And this lady goes, yeah, that's my name right there. Her name was Denise. Yeah, that's my name. And we're like, really? Well, we're on a treasure hunt, and we think God has pointed you out as one of his lost treasures, and mm-hmm. he wants you to know that he's thinking about you. And we started showing the list. Is there anything else on this list that matches? Did you have the same experience when you went to...
No, actually, we found quite a few matches. Like my sister Christy, she had like five things on her list. We talked to a girl who one of the things was the color blue, And then she also had lungs as a
ailment.
Yeah. And this girl had bronchitis, and there were, and Ugg boots. She was wearing, her shoes were Ugg boots. Like, all these things were similar with this girl. So
that's awesome. Christy is just a Holy Spirit radar, radar dish.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Well, eventually the more we talked with the person that we met in CVS, the more matches we found.
Yeah.
We ended up praying for after we met her husband, and he kind of came over to see what was going on. We ended up praying for like 8 people in their family. We prayed for their mother, their brother, his brother, her sister, their 2 kids. And, I mean, it was awesome. So, you know, right in the middle of CVS, we're like having this little prayer session. And I'm sure they felt a little uncomfortable about it. I was even feeling a little uncomfortable, but I was so excited that this is cool. God has picked these people out. It was awesome. We absolutely loved it.
Well, that was just the beginning. We went to CVS, and then I think and then I got a little more involved. We went to McDonald's. 3 of us had McDonald's on the second treasure hunt we went to, because we went for about an hour. And so this one event, you ended up talking to a couple and praying for 8 different people.
Right.
And
at CVS.
And then we also went to McDonald's, but, Alyssa, you were, with Kevin Dedman and the pastor, and what was the first thing that happened? Can you start with your experience when you walked in? Where did you go?
The first place that we went to, I think, was Mama's Pizza, and there was a girl there. Kevin actually prophesied to her about her daughter, and it was really interesting because he just asked, "Are you a mother?" And then she goes, "Yeah," and he goes, "How old is she?" I thought that was really funny that
he
knew it was a girl, and she was shocked. She's like, "Oh well, you know." And then they started talking about that, and he reassured her that that her daughter was doing well, and he asked her about her, and her daughter had moved out, and she was kind of worried about that. So I thought that was really cool. There weren't any like physical healings that we saw immediately in the beginning, but later on we went to about 5 or 6 places, and we saw so many matches, which was really encouraging. But there weren't any physical healings that we saw, but later on we went to McDonald's, and there was a family there. And that was actually on one of the girls' lists. And so we waited for them to get their food, and then they sat down, and then we went over there, and she just asked if we could pray for them, and she started crying, and she was like, "Well, you know, I saw some of your guys' people come in, and I was just praying that God would send you guys over to me," because her van had broken down, and they'd been wanting to go to church, and their church is like 30 minutes away, and they couldn't go because their van had broken down, and this family of 5 or 6 kids couldn't go to church. So that was their really big dilemma.
So this lady is like, "God, just send somebody to help us." Uh-huh. And then here you guys come with your treasure.
So she's
map.
Just like crying. She's so happy to hear from us, and we just prayed over her, and their whole family they were talking about how she said that her daughters actually had the gift of healing, and just all these really cool things were happening with that family. So that was really cool.
So you got to pray with everybody in the family. We all like we did. We were like all in a little circle huddled around them, right in the middle of this the public place. It was cool. It was absolutely, you know, when we were done, these folks, they were like, "This is so awesome. What you're doing is so cool. How did you hear about this?" And we told them about Kevin Dedman and the Ultimate Treasure. And she pulled a piece of paper out of her purse and started writing, "Well, where can I get this book? What website do I have to go to?" And by the time we were done, they were giving us hugs. Like, it was like we knew each other. Like, we were, you know, just super close friends. We've known each other for years. And it was awesome. Absolutely awesome.
So that was our experience like last week. But that book, The Ultimate Treasure Hunt, is full of amazing miracles that happen every time they go out. And typically the goal is to pray with people and see physical healing, possibly right on the spot.
Right.
And then use that, just like the disciples did, as evangelism to bring people to the point where they can believe that God is caring about them.
He's real. He loves them.
And that he can affect their lives, and then they actually can come to salvation on the spot, or they may be interested in asking where you go to church. All kinds of things can happen with that. So that was our first experience, and Mark, I know you wanted to do more of those.
Oh, I can't wait. I want to do it with our family. You know, what the key to this, is you need to spend some time filling up with the Spirit of God. You need to spend time. The only way I can describe it would be sort of getting drunk on the Holy Spirit, just because you're going to get boldness. You're going to get empowered, and then you can hear him. And when you're out there talking to these people you never knew, you never met before, you can get a word. Like, I got this word that this young man we talked to in McDonald's, that he was feeling separated from his friends, even though he was with them. And I just, you know, God said, go tell him that that's a lie, that his friends love him and that they enjoy his company. And so I went over and kind of shared that with him quietly so his friends wouldn't hear. I didn't want to embarrass him. The point of this is you need the Holy Spirit to do this. You can't go out and do this in the flesh and be effective, I don't think.
Right. And this, so learning more about this is all in that book, The Ultimate Treasure Hunt by Kevin Dedman. And you can find that online, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
They do these a little bit probably at the New Song Community Church with their youth.
Right.
And hopefully we're going to be participating in that as well and growing that. And I've heard that, I guess, these things are, this practice is being done all over the world now. It's starting to, you know, it's come from California. That's where.
From Bethel Church in California.
Yeah. And Kevin Dedman, he's the author of the book, and he's also the author of this evangelism. Is that correct? How did it start?
I don't know. The Holy Spirit's the author of the evangelism.
Well, I mean, he started it. I think the game, it's almost like, you know, God, it's not a game because it's serious, but it is like a game. It's exciting like that. Yes. And it's like using
it's fun.
The it Holy makes, Spirit as clues.
This was so profound. It made evangelism fun. I want to minister to people and I want to tell them about Jesus' love, but you know, you can't just walk up to somebody. Well, I suppose you could, but not me. Walk up to somebody on the streets and go, "Hey, God loves you. Did you know that God loves you?" I mean, that just sounds so off the top. And people are like, "Yeah, okay, here's another one." It was powerful. You know, I start showing people things on this piece of paper that God told us about you, that you were going to be here at CVS and you were going to be wearing this black cap. And, you know, and when people read that and they're looking at your list, they're like, "Wow, God is real. He really does know about me." It's the goodness of God that brings people to repentance. I don't want to go out and tell people they're sinners and they're horrible. They already know that. They already know they're separated from God. They need to know God thinks they're awesome.
Right. What
God
they don't know is them. That God loves them.
Yeah. He wants to be part of their lives and he wants to help them out of the things that they're suffering with, you know.
And then they can identify with, I think that one of the things that I thought was so cool about it was when you came up to people and said, you know, you started showing them their list and right away they're interested. They're trying to help you.
Yeah.
You know, so
like a scavenger hunt.
It's so much better than, you know what? Do you know that Jesus is the Savior and do you want to give your life to Christ right now? You know, it's just a game for them too. And then they realize the supernatural effect. Thanks for joining us. You can hear this again on hisability.com and we'll talk to you next week.